Everett Kelly, the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, calls the Trump administration's plans to fire thousands more federal workers disgraceful. AFGE represents 800,000 federal employees. Randy Irwin, president of the National Federation of Federal Employees, argues, as does AFGE President Kelly, that the latest action is illegal. Irwin told WTOP,
"You cannot conduct a federal reduction in force without spending money. Therefore, a reduction in force during a government shutdown is illegal. The law is clear as day, and now President Trump is saying that he is going to violate it."
Irwin expressed frustration at the inability of Congress to come to an agreement on a spending bill to end the government shutdown.
Federal workers are just caught in the middle of a political crossfire.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.